Kurt Larson covers TFC for the Toronto Sun, and he joins us. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
Never better. How are you guys?
We're great. Kurt, can you, like, what's more important, the six Canadian titles Toronto FC has in their trophy case or the supporters' shield from last night?
It has to be the supporters' shield. Just, I mean, it's far more difficult to win than the Canadian Championship, because to win that trophy, you have to, I don't know, win something like two or three games. That said, it's all part of this bigger thing now, where TFC can actually become the first team in MLS history to do the triple, which would mean win their domestic cup, win the supporter shield, and then perhaps win MLS Cup. So it is a little bit important, but not nearly as important as the supporter shield.
I know watching sports last night was a pretty amazing thing for me. I had multiple TVs on. I had my iPhone on. I had my computer on. Every team in Toronto was playing. But to be down there and watch TFC, I don't even understand. Can you take me into that crowd and what it felt like? I mean, I saw players beating on drums afterward, and the fans are outstanding.
Yeah, you know, and it's just one of many nights that have happened over the last few years. It kind of reminded me of a little bit of last year's playoff win over the Montreal Impact, where TFC qualified for MLS Cup, and that was a special night. And the atmosphere that night was kind of unlike anything I've ever been part of. And earlier this year, when they won the Canadian Championship in dramatic fashion, it was kind of like that too. And it's, you know, it's one of the best sporting environments probably in the country. You know, I haven't been across the country to all the NHL teams and whatnot, but I doubt there's another market anywhere in North American sports where you have 20, 30,000 fans that are all clapping together and really just invested from start to finish.
Kurt Larson covers Toronto FC for the Toronto Sun, and he joins us here on Sportsnet today along the Sportsnet radio network. That's Sherry. I'm George. Kurt, we talked about this earlier, and there's no way ownership of this team is making a lot of money. The amount of money they have to pay Giovinco, Altidore, and Bradley. Do we need to talk more about how ownership is really eating it on this one, just to have for the fans to have such a competitive, amazing team to watch on the pitch?
I think so, and it goes back to a little bit about what I wrote today in the Sun is that when MLSC first signed a lot of these guys, Michael Bradley, Jozy Altidore, you know, they were kind of lambasted for spending a lot of money. A lot of people said they overpaid for these players. A lot of people said if you're going to spend this kind of money, you got to get more quality than what you're bringing in. And, you know, all those people have kind of been proven wrong at this point, I think. And Greg Vanney was asked last night kind of about, you know, MLSE and the investment they've made. And he said that because of that investment, you know, this team wants to win for ownership now. They're playing to kind of pay back what they've been given. And I think it's kind of an untold story right now about how MLSE, after all the years of failure, kind of sold out and said, you know what, we're going to go for it and double down, even after the Jermaine Defoe debacle, and it's finally all worked out.
Well, they made the fans wait a little while, a couple losses before they brought that supporters' shield home. I remember the team, the Galaxy team in 1998. Yes, I'm that old, and I remember how great that season was. And I know that they're 3 points away from tying that, and of course they have two games left, I believe, so they can be the greatest MLS team of all time. Now, if you're a soccer player, do you care more about being the best team of all time, or do you want the MLS Cup?
You want the MLS Cup. There's no doubt about that. But don't for a second think that the players don't have this on their mind. I've had people kind of inside the team tell me that the players are interested in getting this title, the best record, which would be 4 more points from its last two games, and they'll end on 69 points, which would be the record. You know, we still talk about these kind of things in other sports. We talk about what the Golden State Warriors did, and you know, they were chasing the Bulls that season. We talk about the undefeated season in the NFL. So it's one of those you know records where you can look back on it, and nobody will ever be able to say that TFC was not the best team in history, because the numbers would show it.
Kurt, what's next if they win the MLS Cup? Do they have their sights on winning CONCACAF one day? Would that be the next goal for this franchise?
Yeah, I mean, I think it says something that when you go to the team's training facility, there's a big trophy case there, and it says CONCACAF Champions League above it. So I think they've been pretty clear on what they want to do next. And how the team's constructed right now, I think it's quite interesting, because we've talked about how deep TFC is all season. You have to be deep to go to all these West Coast teams and somehow get results. For how deep they are, they might be the most well-equipped team to go into that tournament, where you got to travel to Mexico on short days rest in between other games and get a result. They might be the most well-equipped team right now to go in and actually maybe win that tournament. So they win MLS Cup. I think all eyes are on that up next.
just last night's game, again, there were so many ebbs and flows in that game, and you had, you know, peaked emotions, and then they scored, you know, on a penalty kick, and then, you know, TFC scored on a penalty kick, and then Justin Morrow, like a fullback, getting his first career hat trick. That never happens.
Yeah, I think it just speaks to his fitness level. I mean, you have to be one of the fittest players in the league to play fullback and get on the score sheet that often. He's playing box-to-box. He's one of the best left fullbacks in Major League Soccer right now. I'm actually quite shocked that the U.S. list came out today for the World Cup qualifiers coming up for them. A couple of really big games. Justin Morrow's name's not on it. They're taking a 50-year-old DeMarcus Beasley instead, or whatever age he is. I don't even know anymore. He's been to like four World Cups, so good player, but probably over the hill at this point. But yeah, Justin Morrow does something that a fullback hasn't done, you know, since 1997.
Wow.
And you know, it's probably the best season in his career after already having the best season in his career last year.
Kurt Larson covers Toronto FC for the Toronto Sun. Kurt, thanks for jumping on today.
No problem, guys.
Thanks,
Anything
Kurt.
For you.